you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Claudia Puig and Leo Lowenstein. First up, Empire of Light, starring Olivia Colman, written and directed by Sam Mendes. Claudia.
This is a film that's easy to admire, but more difficult to love. Olivia Colman is wonderful. She's always wonderful, but the character she plays remains kind of an enigma. And I felt that the love of cinema was a part of it, but then there were some much larger social issues. And it was kind of a lot of different movies trying to be mashed up into one. But it is worth seeing for her performance and also that of Michael Ward.
Empire of Light is rated R in wide release. Emancipation stars Will Smith as a man who escaped slavery, Ben Foster on his trail. The film is directed by Antoine Fuqua. Leo.
Yeah, this is a powerful true story, very well directed by Fuqua, beautifully shot by Robert Richardson. It is got a very good performance by Smith. I felt that two-thirds of the film was a little too much like Les Miserables with Ben Foster going gung-ho after Smith, but the rest of it was pretty powerful.
Emancipation's unrated. It's in wide release and streaming on Apple TV+. The Whale stars Brendan Fraser as a reclusive English teacher suffering from morbid obesity. Darren Aronofsky is the director. Claudia?
Yeah, this is a film that's well worth seeing. Simply for Brendan Fraser's amazing performance. It's a brave and raw performance, easily the best of his career. The rest of the film is pretty overwrought and stagey. It's adapted from a play, and you'll feel that all the way through. But he's just so terrific in this role. He brings so much gravitas and depth to the role of this morbidly obese character that I was moved by it.
The Whale is rated R. The film is in select theaters. And the French drama One Fine Morning. Léa Seydoux stars Mia Hansen-Love, the writer-director. Léo.
This is just a terrific film, another terrific film from director Mia Hansen-Love. She has such a strong sense of emotional naturalism, and Léa Seydoux brings that to her character in this film. Watching her father decline from a neurodegenerative disease, she has to cope with her life, a new romance, her child, and losing a man through his memory loss and going over his possessions is just heart-wrenching. It's very beautiful and emotionally truthful.
One Fine Morning is rated R. It's in French with English subtitles, and you can see it at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, Leah Lowenstein and Claudia Puig, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear it at kpecc.org, on the KPECC app, or by telling your smart speaker to play Film Week on KPECC. From all of us at Film Week, have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.